Hello, you're watching The Top 5 with me, Homa Lesghi. Our first story, the United States says settling disputes with Iran over its nuclear energy program can bring about a possible thaw in Washington-Tehran relationships.
But I do believe that if we can resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear program, that can serve as a major step down a long road towards a different relationship, one based on mutual interests and mutual respect. Now, meanwhile, the Supreme Leader has issued a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons, and President Rouhani has just recently reiterated that the Islamic Republic will never develop a nuclear weapon. So these statements made by our respective governments should offer the basis for a meaningful agreement. We should be able to achieve a resolution that respects the rights of the Iranian people while giving the world confidence that the Iranian program is peaceful.
But to succeed. The U.S. president's apparent push for diplomacy with Iran came during his speech at the opening of the 68th United Nations General Assembly in New York. He said Washington prefers a diplomatic solution to the disputes with Iran, but urged Tehran to meet its international responsibilities through transparent and verifiable actions. The U.S. president also said he'd ordered his Secretary of State John Kerry to pursue an agreement with Iran over its nuclear energy program. This, he said, as part of direct talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council plus Germany. Meanwhile, the U.S. president admitted that distrust in U.S.-Iran relations has deep roots. He, as an example, acknowledged the U.S. interference in Iran's internal affairs in the past, like in toppling Iran's democratically elected government during the Cold War. Gareth Porter is an investigative journalist who's with us on the line from Washington. Mr. Porter, thank you very much for being with us on the Top 5. Now, first of all, I'd like you to tell us what you saw as any kind of new development in that speech made by President Obama regarding Tehran.
Well, I think it is a new development for the president himself to publicly declare or to draw attention to the fact that the Supreme Leader had issued a fatwa against the possession of nuclear weapons. This has been said by Secretary of State Clinton in the past, but for the president himself to say this under the present circumstances where all eyes are being focused on the possibility of an agreement seems to me to be a significant signal that there's a greater desire on the part of the White House at this point than there was in the past to really explore a diplomatic solution. This is by no means to say that there is a decision already made as to what the United States would agree to. I think that we still have an uphill climb, and this is against the background of a U.S. policy that was very much influenced, I would say heavily influenced, by the Israeli interest in really avoiding a forward-looking diplomatic position by the United States. And that is still going to be the primary drag on the U.S. diplomatic position, because a part of this fix has to be to agree to remove sanctions, and that is an issue that's controlled by the U.S. Congress, which is in turn, of course, heavily influenced, if not controlled, by the Israeli lobby in Washington.
Right, and that was part of the next question I was going to ask you, Mr. Porter, and that is, up until now, we know that the approach that the U.S. has had towards Iran, you know, at the best of times, has been a dual-track approach. We have been seeing sanctions and threats, and at the same time, negotiations. Do you think there is a willingness, a preparedness now being expressed by the United States, that they're willing to put this dual-track approach aside and engage in total and complete diplomacy, you know, for the first time with Iran, without any sanctions attached, without any threats or pressure attached?
Well, as I say, I think that's a very uphill climb up from the position that the administration has held in the past. And, you know, one of the remarkable indications of just how far the administration has leaned towards toward the Israeli position, the Israeli viewpoint in the past, is the fact that Gary Seymour, who was Obama's primary advisor in the White House on weapons of mass destruction, having left the White House and gone to Harvard University, is now taken the position of leading this very pro-Israeli, Israeli-oriented organization against Iran and its nuclear program, United Against Nuclear Iran. And this is an organization which is calling for the hotel in New York to refuse to host President Rouhani at the U.S. So this is a what I think is a very astonishing sort of development that indicates just how far the White House was being pushed in the direction of an extreme position.
Yeah, and Mr. Porter, just quickly before we leave you, we did hear President Obama, as you also said there, refer to the religious fatwa that was issued by the Iranian leader, and he said that we're seeing that, he suggested that they were seeing that as a positive sign. You referred to the statements made by Mr. Rouhani about Iran never developing nuclear weapons, etc. The thing is, when we hear the U.S. President come out and say very clearly that the United States respects the Iranian nation's right to make peaceful use of nuclear energy, could that be a sign that the U.S. has come a step forward when Iran's position hasn't changed? Because, you know, though President Rouhani has been seen by the U.S. as a more moderate president, he hasn't said anything to indicate that Iran is going to change its nuclear policies, for instance.
Well, there have been reports which seem to me to be quite credible that the Rouhani administration is prepared to make a deal in which they are going to give up the enrichment facility at Qom or Fordow in return for the removal of sanctions. Now, I mean, I think that that would obviously be a very reasonably good deal for Iran. It may not be acceptable to the United States, but I think that that is a new potentially important development in Iran's position.
Mr. Gareth Porter, investigative journalist with us there on the line from Washington. Thank you very much.